Hi, everybody. Now, today I'm going to talk about powerful openings. So would you like a five-step formula to deliver a killer opening every time? Of course you would. Okay. Audiences remember the openings and the closings of events. They're actually like two bookends that are holding everything else in between. Now, without them, there's not going to be any support for the middle. So, guys, if you get these right, today I'm only talking about openings, but you need both sides. But if you get them right, all that comes in between is going to be so much easier for you to deliver. Now, let me give you a fact. Did you know that most audiences stop listening to you within the first 10 minutes? Unless there's something in it for them. So, what's the five-step formula to creating a killer opening? Step one. Okay, guys, you're going to want to come onto that stage owning it, full of confidence. One of the biggest mistakes that any MC can make is looking nervous. Now, I know I've told you this before, but let me repeat the secret. It is not whether you're nervous that counts. It is whether you show it. So, I want you to come onto stage, onto that stage with energy, get to your spot onto the stage, and then ground yourself. You know what that means? It means like just stand firm where you are. And then you're going to confidently deliver what I taught you in the 3+1 module. So it'd be something like, ladies and gentlemen, we're live at the XYZ Hotel for the ABC Gala Dinner, and we are going to have an awesome night tonight. Now, step two. Of course, the audience need to know who you are and why you're good for them. And on top of that, they want to know, what do you have to offer? So you're going to have to introduce yourself. And as I mentioned before, put in a little bit of humor. We're not looking for belly laughs, but what we're doing is letting the audience know you're confident, you're fun-loving, you're easygoing, and this is your opportunity to tell them that. Step three, you need to engage your audience. Guys, one of the most powerful ways to keep the excitement high in the audience is engaging them, and that is right from the start. So for me, I work with three levels of engagement. I try to work the whole audience. I also do B, part of the audience, a subgroup. And I also do C, individuals. These are the people that you are engaging, and it could be the whole audience, it could be part of the audience, it could be individuals and the whole audience. One of the ways to engage the whole audience is questions. Ask questions. For example, when I'm doing my opening, after I've introduced myself, hi everybody, my name is Donna Daniels. Do you guys know where I come from? And most of the time I'll get various answers, or I won't even get an answer. If I get an answer, then if I don't get an answer, I might jump up and down like a kangaroo, or depending on what they yell out, I usually twist it to be something funny. So when I jump up and down like a kangaroo, they say Australia. And I will turn around and say, who said the zoo? So again, these silly little humorous things. But what we're doing is letting the audience know that we are confident, fun-loving, and easygoing. You could use this even if you're from the same place as the audience. For example, in Singapore, you can ask the audience, do you know where I'm from? And they'll say whatever. And you say, I'm from the USA. Upper Serangoon Avenue, or I'm from the coast, not the Gold Coast, East Coast. Again, not looking for any belly laughs, just introducing ourselves and letting them know what we have to offer them. Other questions I ask. Hands up, everyone who wants to win fabulous prizes tonight. Now, a point to mention here. You may not get much response from the audience when you first go on at this time, but that's okay. Don't sweat it. What you're doing is warming up the audience and just getting to know them, and they're just getting to know you. So they have to have time to decide what to make of you. So guys, don't be concerned about how the audience respond to you at this time. This is often when I see inexperienced MCs start to sweat it. Don't sweat. Just keep asking questions. In my experience, when I ask the first question, I actually usually focus looking at one particular side of the audience. Now, the chances are the response will be weak, because when you first ask a question to the audience, they get scared. Should I answer? What's she doing? Oh, you know, and they have to think about it. So if the response is weak, don't worry. Turn to the other side. Ask the same question. And I can guarantee that that side will definitely be more responsive, because they will either feel sorry for you because you didn't get any response from the other side, or else they're competitive. And that's also a good thing. So just relax, let the momentum build at its own pace. Now, when I want to engage just a part of the audience, a subgroup, then I will address that specific group. For example, okay, this is for everybody in the back row. Or point to one side, everybody on this side. Or ladies only, listen up. So I'm engaging individual groups. And when you want to talk at the individual level, then you can look directly at someone and point to that person. Sir, yes, you, the handsome gentleman in the bow tie. My goodness me, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't he look outstanding tonight? Give him a round of applause. Now here what you're doing is you're engaging an individual, but at the same time you're engaging the whole audience. So this is a good thing, right? Also, another way of engaging individuals and the whole audience. Ladies and gentlemen, someone told me so-and-so is celebrating her birthday tonight. So let's call her up on stage and wish her a happy birthday together. And then when she comes up, audience, please, everybody, stand up and let's sing happy birthday to so-and-so. So again, this is engaging an individual and the whole audience at the same time, and that's great. So you can see from the diagram here, we want to encompass the whole audience. We want to encompass part of the audience, the subgroups in the audience, and also the individuals in the audience. They're all still a part of the whole, but we want to use all three different groups here from time to time. So remember, engagement equals excitement. Yay! Now, step four. I talk about engagement, but we have to add one more ingredient to engagement. When you're engaging the audience, I want you to engage feelings. Audiences need to feel one of, in my experience, three things. These are good feelings they need to feel. Happiness, relaxation, or success. And better still, audiences should feel all three. So how do you engage these feelings with your audience? Well, as I said, humor, often a simple little joke on yourself can do all three. So when I say allow me to introduce myself, my name is Donna Daniels. I'm a certified MC. I'm a certified trainer of MCs, and I'm also certified insane. Again, only chuckles here. I'm not looking for belly laughs, and I'm not even looking for a laugh, actually. What I'm doing is planting something in the audience's mind. A, I want them to be happy. Why? Because they smile when I make a small joke. B, they feel successful. Why? Because the joke was on me, and when you can joke about yourself, the audience feel C, a sense of relaxation. Why? Because they sense here's a person they can laugh at. Someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. And guys, that makes them feel a sense of relief. I'm not laughing at them. So they start to relax. And more than that, I want them to laugh at me. So I'm letting them know they can have fun with me. So let me see what you can do for your killer opening. I want you to come up with something simple that will give your audience more happiness, more success, and make them relax. Doesn't have to be anything mind-boggling. Remember, guys, we're just laying the foundation for a great event here. We're not looking to launch into outer space yet. But, guys, I can tell you, with a killer opening, you'll usually find it is so much easier for the event to take off like a rocket anyway. So work hard on your killer opening. And step five, keep your audience on their toes. What do I mean by this? I mean, get them excited. Tell them the event highlights. What's lined up for them? What's lined up for them? All the exciting activities, the performances, the prizes, the incredible food, everything that they've got to look forward to. Now, if your program doesn't seem to be that exciting, remember, it's your job to just make it look exciting to them. It doesn't have to be exciting. You just got to make it look exciting. Got it? Okay, now let's recap. The openings and closings are what people are going to remember. So now you know the ingredients that go into making a killer opening. I've just laid out the five-step plan for you. And by the way, don't confuse the word killer opening. When I say a killer opening, it doesn't have to have the audience jumping up and down in their seats. It just means a killer opening means you've set up the right mood and the right energy for the event to take off effortlessly from there. So killer openings also don't need to be long. And in fact, I guess what, 5-10 minutes? That's about all I'll do for a killer opening. You could lengthen it if you want, but again, you wouldn't want to drag it out. You want to make it short, sharp, snappy, to the point. Let the audience know who you are, what to expect from you, and what you can do for them. So key points. Point number one, openings and closings are like bookends. They hold everything together. Key point number two, audiences stop listening to you within 10 minutes unless there is something in it for them. Key point number three. There are five steps to a killer opening, and guys, you need to do all five steps. Key point number four. Engagement, engagement, engagement equals excitement, excitement, excitement. And key point number five, a great opening can make the rest of your event a piece of cake. Delicious. So what are your action steps for this module? Okay, action step number one, using what you've just been taught in the module, write out a good opening from using the five steps above. Action step number two. I want you to write at least three ways to engage the whole audience. I want you to also write down three ways to engage part of your audience. And I also want you to write down three ways to engage individuals in your audience. Of course, you can write down a lot more, but I want you to start thinking, and I want you to write down a minimum of three. Three for the full audience, three for part of your audience, and three for individuals. Action step number three. Once you've got these all written out and incorporated them into your killer opening, practice with your friends and family. Practice, practice, practice. Action step number four. Once you've practiced it, put it into your performance. Next chance you get when you're on stage, be fearless. Deliver your killer opening with confidence. And action step number five, give yourself feedback. You might need to tweak your new opening if necessary. What worked? What didn't work? Write it down, realign it, tweak it until you get something that's perfect. Because once you get a great opening, you can stick with it for every new client, every new event you do. You'll have to change it, of course, when you get rebooked, but that doesn't matter because let's work on getting the original bookings first. Okay, guys, now I want you to take the time to come up with your killer opening because it's going to make the rest of your job so much easier. So take care, and I'll see you soon in the next video module.